Hi, y'all. So, the concept of semilingualism that they talked about in the Vocal Fries podcast, I thought was particularly interesting to me. And I thought it related really well to some of the things we've been talking about with testing and with race and also ableism. Semilingualism is, you know, where someone is saying that somebody's not proficient in any language. So, for example, if a child who doesn't speak English as their home language is tested in school in both English and their home language, and the test results say that the child isn't proficient in English or their home language, what that's really saying is that the child isn't proficient in any language, that they don't have any language, which of course just isn't true. But I thought that that related really well to the Mana video about kind of how outsiders imposing their own views of and definitions of what language is kind of affects the way we think about language practices. So, you know, colonizers coming in with this outside definition of language, which is, you know, socially constructed and not something that's, you know, going on inside of our brains, where this is what a language is and this is what a language isn't. It's socially constructed. But then when they come in with this definition, they get to choose what the important parts of language are, and then also choose what the not important parts of the language are. So if an outsider is making these tests in schools to determine proficiency in a language, that person gets to choose what is an important skill and what's not an important skill or not important in that language. And if these tests are made by people who are outside of the communities that are being tested, then that's going to affect how people's language is labeled. So if it's, if there's a test that's largely being used on Latinx students, for example, but it was made by a monolingual white speaker, or were mainly made by monolingual white speakers, they kind of are in this position where they get to choose what are the important parts of language that they're going to test and what are the parts that they don't see as being important. So maybe these things are not being tested, even though they're important parts of many children's, you know, linguistic repertoires. And I also thought that that was interesting with, they didn't really touch on this explicitly in the piece about the monolingual socialization of a child with autism in the bilingual family, but it touched a lot about the child's speech therapist and what a large role they were playing in how language was defined and how language was kind of being evaluated on this child, this autistic child. It made me think about how a lot of times, you know, the outsider is, if it's an able-bodied person, they get to define, it's the same thing, they're choosing what parts of language are important and what parts are not important. So, for example, maybe if there's a non-verbal child who uses language in ways that aren't by producing speech, so, you know, that could be include body language or you know, making written forms of language, things like that. If the outsider, who's kind of putting their definition of language as something that has to be spoken onto this child, then it's saying that the child doesn't have a language because they're viewing the ways that the child is using language as not important. So then it's not even counted as using language. And this, of course, is not just with autistic children, but with other children as well. So if a child is using sign language that isn't a named language, and the outsider who's testing or defining what this child's language practices are like, and if they have a full language, they might say that they don't have a full language because they're saying that the ways that the child is using language is not important. So then you're characterizing people as semilingual, meaning they don't have any language, but it's really just that they don't have, they're not using language in the ways that the outsider's metric is measuring language.